And that's where we thank the World Service and welcome a new day in here at Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Sunday, the 10th of November. I'm Lisa Costello and Elizabeth Rizzini is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. Then later this morning, we'll bring full coverage of the Ceremony of Remembrance live from the Cenotaph. That's at 10:30. But before all that, a look to Thursday when science and comedy collide.
Hello, I'm Brian Cox.
And I'm Robin Ince. He understands the nature of the universe, and so does Robin.
Well, do you know what? I do have my moments, especially after this new series, The Infinite Monkey Cage, because we are joined by experts at Bletchley Park, who we're talking about cyber warfare, an unexpected history of the body at the Royal Society, plus we'll be talking about de-extinction, elasticity and embryology.
And there will be comedic interludes by Alan Davis, Sarah Pascoe, John Bishop, Maria Lena, Ed Byrne and Pam Ayres.
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
When does it start, Robin?
Starts this Thursday morning at 11.
Now let's get straight to Elizabeth Rizzini. Morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Lisa. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 10th of November. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected, Shannon 1,035 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming northwesterly later in Viking. Drizzle, then rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. 40s. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in Dogger. Drizzle, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Fisher, German Bight. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, except in northeast Fisher, perhaps gale 8 later in west German Bight. Drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in Humber. Drizzle, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in Plymouth. Biscay. Cyclonic, becoming northeast later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. West, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Cyclonic at first in Shannon, otherwise south veering north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor, becoming good later. Rockall, Malin. Southerly at first in East Malin, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 2 to 4 later in Rockall. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Bailey and Faroes, decreasing 4 later in Hebrides and Bailey. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly, veering westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 for a time. Rain then squally showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Weather reports from coastal stations 40400. Tyree Automatic, south 6, rain 1,200 metres, 1,018 falling more slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 4, 9 miles, 1,017 falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east 4, recent rain 16 miles, 1,021 falling slowly. Lucas, west by south, 2, mist. 6 miles, 1,022 falling slowly. Bridlington, west by north to 1024, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north 4, 2 miles, 1025. Jersey, east southeast 1, mist, 4 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southeast 3, 1025. Scilly Automatic, south by east 3, 9 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 3, slight drizzle and rain, 2 miles, 1023, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 4, recent rain, 27 miles, 1019, right now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 10th of November. General situation. Southern and eastern areas will have another mostly settled but cloudy day on Sunday, although the cloud will be thick enough to give a little drizzle in places. Further north and west, Atlantic fronts will bring some outbreaks of rain, although brighter and clearer weather will follow across the far northwest. This brighter, clearer weather will spread to all areas on Monday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, rain for a time at first, then showers, good occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, rain for a time at first, good occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair then occasional rain, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly, backing southwesterly 2 to 4, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first, becoming northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast 3 or 4 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 3 to 5, veering west 2 or 3, then northeast 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast, veering west, then north or northwest later 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 or 5, decreasing 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, backing westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later, rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northern North Channel. Rain or drizzle at times, becoming fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast, veering northwest, 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, then showers, becoming fair later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in south, rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Shetland Isles. South 5 or 6, veering west 4 to 6. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday the 10th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. Services and events to mark Remembrance Day are to take place across the country, with the King laying a wreath at the cenotaph. The head of the armed forces says Russia has seen its highest number of monthly military casualties since invading Ukraine. And in sport, Liverpool have overcome Aston Villa to move 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League. People across the country will this morning hold a 2-minute silence to honour the war dead on Remembrance Sunday. 10,000 veterans are due to march past the cenotaph in central London, where the King will lay a wreath. He'll be joined by the Princess of Wales, who last night made her first major formal appearance since finishing her treatment for cancer at the Festival of Remembrance. Addressing the audience at the Royal Albert Hall, the President of the Royal British Legion, Paul Bennett, led tributes to those killed in combat.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Northern Ireland's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, is set to become the first senior Sinn Féin politician to take part in an official Remembrance Sunday ceremony. She'll lay a wreath at the cenotaph in Belfast this morning. The families of some Republicans killed in the Troubles have criticised her decision to attend. Ms O'Neill said she understood why some people felt hurt, but she was committed to being a First Minister for all. The head of UK armed forces says Russia has suffered its worst month since the start of its full-scale war in Ukraine. The chief of the defence staff, Admiral Sir Tony Radokhin, said an average of 1,500 Russian soldiers were killed or wounded every day in October. He told the BBC's Laura Koonsberg Moscow was paying an extraordinary price for its invasion.
There is no doubt that Russia is making tactical territorial gains, but at the higher level, Russia is spending over 40% of its public expenditure now on defence and security. That's more than it spends on education and health combined. That's an enormous drain on Russia as a country.
And you can see the full interview on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg at 9 o'clock on BBC One. Donald Trump is now projected to win Arizona, the final state to be called in this week's US presidential election, giving him a clean sweep of all 7 swing states. It means he finishes with 312 electoral college votes to Kamala Harris's 226. More than 100 world leaders are